manger.
Okay, y'all, let's start from the top. If you don't hurry up, you're going to ruin the texture of my weekend.
Well, thank goodness Michelangelo didn't have your attitude.
Shh. If Michelangelo had my attitude and this bad boy, he could have finished the other two seasons.
Frank, honey, you are just slapping paint on the wall.
Yeah, well, it's either the wall or you.
What did you just say?
Well, I said that... I'm sorry, that was a mistake, I swear.
And so was...
Oh, yeah. So you want to start with the big dogs, huh? Well, take some of that.
And that.
Oh, you want to get into it.
Ooh.
When Adele offered to host the father-son pancake breakfast for the church youth group, she said it was because the church kitchen was being renovated. But we all knew it was her love life in front of baby. I was really glad I volunteered to be a hostess. It was such an uplifting experience to see all those fathers nurturing their sons. Thing you never see on the 6 o'clock news. Everything seems storybook perfect. That is, until I noticed Hakeem. He was the only one there without a father or father figure. My dad had promised to go with Hakeem, but an emergency at the dealership forced him to cancel at the last minute. And I tried to make him feel better. But when he turned down the 7th pancake, I knew there was only one thing that could really make him feel better. Having his father in that empty chair.
Got a steamer trunk full of info. Oh, good. Hakeem's not here yet. Daddy and Dee. Uh-huh. What do you think about throwing Hakeem a surprise party for his birthday on Saturday?
Same thing I think about it on Tuesday.
Come on, Daddy, please. Hakeem needs this, especially since somebody stood him up for the father and son breakfast.
Well, that wasn't my fault, Mo. The guy delivered the shipment of cars at 7 a.m. instead of 7 p.m.
Well, this is your opportunity to make it up to him from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Well, Frank, honey, why don't we let her have 30 kids over between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m.? What about 50?
30.
If I were you, I'd take it.
That kid doesn't even know 30 people. He's right, too.
All right. Good morning, DeBarge. Thank you. Hakeem, I'm sorry about the father-son breakfast.
Oh, it's okay, Mr. Mitch. You know, I'm sure there's another special event that we can all cheer together. Now, there seems to be something going on Saturday, but for the life of me, I just can't figure out what that is. can you figure out what that is?
No, Saturday.
Well, it seems like something to do with food. Dancing and a celebration.
A wedding, a bar mitzvah,
Cinco de Mayo.
No, I mean, if you think about it, give me a call.
Okay.
I'll be home, all alone, blowing up balloons. Playing pin the tail on a donkey and smacking at a pinata.
Y'all, don't forget to get Hakeem a gift.
Shoot, the party is my gift.
Well, I know what I'm getting Hakeem.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, you're paying for it.
Don't worry, Daddy. I don't need money for my gift.
Oh, well, in that case, get two.
So, Q, what are you gonna be doing Saturday? You know Saturday's a big day. Ha ha, yeah! I knew you wouldn't forget. Forget? You know how many church going has I'ma cut on Saturday? What you gonna be doing?
Oh, I'm going shopping. By the way, what size do you wear?
Oh, but see, look, I'm an extra large in men.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but see, I'm a large in Carl and not. Because Carl tends to cut them big and I like that.
Good. Because you and Michael are probably around the same size. I'm sure you'll like it too.
Well, Nancy, I don't suppose you're doing anything.
Just some baking.
What?
Well, I thought I'd try chicken pot pie.
Why? Did you have something planned for Saturday, boo?
No. I was just hoping my so-called friends would have a suggestion. But I guess not. Maybe Yandale has a clue.
Well, I'll be here all day, and then, unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a blockbuster night.
Well, looks like it's going to be the same for me. Hey, you know, if you rent four, you get the fifth one free.
Ooh, thank you. Hey, Hakeem.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, what's wrong with Hakeem?
Oh, he just being all overly dramatic because he thought we forgot his birthday.
Oh, good. Anyway, Angel, I need some help.
You didn't pick up the good book? That's what I did. I opened up the den for the father and son breakfast, and God turned pancake batter into dates. Two dads, an uncle, and a legal guardian.
That's great, Angel, but what are you doing tomorrow night?
I think that's the uncle's night.
Angel, I need you here.
For what?
To call Hakeem's father. I want him to come to the birthday party.
Why don't you just hire a clown?
Come on, Andale. I already found him. He's an insurance salesman in Rialto. All you have to do is call him up and tell him you need insurance.
Insurance?
Yes.
All I need to do is snag me a deacon with some benefits.
You know, you're right. Maybe you do need a date more than Hakeem needs a father.
You'll be glad when you kids graduate.
I need me a liquor license. Or some liquor.
Oh, where's Mr. Campbell? You know I have a hot date with Ronell's uncle.
The Undertaker.
Hey, plenty of women are dying to meet him.
Don't come handle your business. I'll lock up.
Mrs. Wilkerson?
That's Miss. You must be Mr. Campbell.
Calvin Campbell. Greater Life Insurance, but please call me Cal. And I must say, you don't look old enough to own a business.
I get that all the time.
And this beautiful young lady must be your daughter.
Excuse me?
I said daughter, I meant sister.
Hi, Mr. Campbell. I'm Moesha Mitchell.
My pleasure.
I think I might cancel my 8 o'clock. I'll be right there. I'm interested in learning more about term life, whole life, your life.
Well, actually, Mr. Campbell, Andale doesn't need insurance. We got you here under false pretenses.
Is this a sting operation? I paid those parking tickets.
You don't remember me, do you? You used to live next door to me on 4th Avenue.
Moesha Mitchell. Oh, yeah! Frank and Marguerite's girl! Little Momo! You used to beat the living daylight out of Scooter. So, what's this about?
Well, it's about Scooter. I mean, Hakeem. You know, his birthday is on
Saturday.
Remember?
How could I forget? He was almost born at IHOP.
Well, that explains a lot. Anyway, we're throwing a big surprise party for him, and I would just love for you to come.
Not that I have to explain why I can't come to the party, but look, try to understand. Hakeem's mother and I weren't much older than you when we got married, and I didn't know how to do it.
I bet you weren't.
How to be a father. And Loretta and I didn't exactly part in the best of terms, so I send my check and I stay clear.
But what about Hakeem?
This has nothing to do with Hakeem.
Well, you know what? If you had seen him at that father and son breakfast, you would think differently. He was sitting right there, right next to an empty chair. Come on, Mr. Campbell, this is your chance to get reacquainted with your son.
I don't think a birthday party is the place to do that.
But it's a place to start. If you're worried about Mrs. Campbell, she can't come. She can get off work.
You said Saturday night, right?
Yes, 8 o'clock.
All right. I'll be there.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Then so is my laryngitis. I hope I can catch Ronell's uncle.
Hey, Miles.
Oh, hey, Dee.
Ooh, is that the family tree?
Yep.
Can I see?
It's not done yet.
Come on, Miles. It's not the Denver airport. Looks a lot like my family tree.
Miles, honey, what happened to all that great information your dad gave you about the Mitchells?
Yours is bad.
Miles.
Come on, Dean, your family was cool. You had doctors and lawyers and pirates.
The Mitchells were cool, too. I mean, look,
Your great-grandfather was a porter on the railroad.
Hmm. Porter, pirate. Red beard, red cap. I guess I'll take the swashbuckling life of a porter.
Miles, honey, that swashbuckling porter was important to his family. He put all of his children through college. Were it not for him, your father might be washing cars instead of selling them.
Okay, I see where this is going. But I'm keeping the part about Mo being raised by hyenas.
Come on, let's fix it now.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna tell him that we're gonna see a movie at City Walk. And then when we get to City Walk, I tell him I have to buy lipstick at the mall before it closes. Then when we get to mall, I tell him I left my money at home and then after
that. Hey, Shorty, mad bugging. Blank.
Thank you. You need a low jack to follow that plan.
Look, girl, I know you didn't call my father.
How did you find out? Birthday for
oh. Well, I have a surprise for you. I'm not coming.
I can't wait. Let me explain.
Mo, you just don't get it, do you? You think you could put me and my father in the same room and then boom, presto, we just Opie and Andy?
Hakeem, look, just talk to him, man. You need to heal. You don't want to pass these issues down to your children and end this vicious cycle.
Well, thank you, Rolanda.
Hakeem, on the real. You need your father. And I bet he needs you too.
Mo, that man don't want to see me. And I know you don't want to come to my birthday party.
Well, if that's the way you feel, Hakeem, then I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? Call him and tell him not to come?
Hakeem,
you can't go.
Mo, he's not coming.
got lost?
Mo, the man lived next door.
Honey, at least you tried. Mm-mm. I messed up.
Great-grandpa Mitchell helped A. Philip Randolph start the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. They were the first black union to integrate the AFL-CIO.
Oh, Miles, honey, you did a wonderful job.
That's right. You sure made the Mitchells proud, son.
Mm-hmm. Well, well.
Great-uncle Frederick Jordan is believed to be a direct ancestor of Michael Jordan.
Well, come on, Miles. Mo and I are going to help you finish up the family tree.
Sure. Come on. All right.
What's up, Mr. Mitch? What you need?
Well, Hakeem, since you always eat over here, I figure it's about time that you learn how to cook over here.
Well, you have to ask what's on the menu.
Mitchell's 5-Alarm Chili. Here, put this on. But before we begin, I figured you should know the history of this particular chili. You can listen and chop up these scallions at the same time, can't you, son?
Oh, yeah, I think I can handle that.
Get on it, then. Yeah. You see, back in Grandpa's day, it was a man's job to bring home the bacon and the women's job to cook it.
Oh, yeah. But not like now, where Mrs. Mitch brings home the bacon and cooks it, too.
And that cayenne pepper. So anyway, one day, Grandma Mitchell went into labor just before dinner.
Hey, Grandpa had to cook for himself, huh?
Mm-hmm, and his hungry little brood. So he came up with this little recipe, see, and he swore that from that day forth, every Mitchell man would learn how to cook. Tell you what, why don't you, sir, let me... There you go.
Nice and slow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it. All right, now, where was I?
Oh, Grandpa Mitch was swearing and stuff.
So, Grandpa passed down this little recipe to my father, who passed it down to me, so that one day, I could pass it down to Miles. But today, passing it down to you.
Oh, this chili is as good as your story.
Oh, you like that story? You're gonna love this chili, boy. Here. Come here.
Oh, what's this?
It's your birthday present.
I thought 10 spot in the car was my birthday present.
Just open it.
Oh, a tie. But, where's the clips?
Yeah, let me see. Alright.
I hope that Hakeem and his father work things out one day. But in the meantime, I'm happy to share my daddy with him.
Thank you. Wednesdays and Fridays. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays,
you should be studying.
Girl, he will be DC 101. Let me stop it, but y'all can sit and hear me talk about him.
We were sick 3 weeks ago.
Here you go.
What's this? The bill for Stevie's cake.
But I thought that was your graduation gift to Stevie.
No, boo, that was your graduation gift to Stevie. Mine's is a canvas.
You sure you rapped last night? I thought you were going to be at the top of Suicide Hill.
I was until my daddy met me at the bottom of Punishment Porch.
Sure, you gotta be creative. Next time, try to back on them.
Hi, Stevie.
How's my USC man?
Nisi, I'm not exactly an SC man.
Dang, I gotta get all technical. But you will be in what, 3 weeks?
More like 3 years, at least. Okay. My scholarship money didn't come
through. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Maybe you can go to a cheaper school.
But baby, I'm a Trojan man.
Are we still talking about college?
So I made a decision. I'm gonna let the Army pay for college.
Why would they do that?
Because it's part of the package when you join.
They do that?
Yeah, in exchange for a few years of my life, you're gonna pay for my education. It's a great deal.
Oh, snap, can I get the number of the recruiter?
You better call the Marines too.
Why?
Because it's gonna take more than the Army to get you in.
Are you serious about this?
Yeah, I signed up yesterday. I leave in a week.
Excuse me. Oh, God, why me?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, good evening.
So, how was your day?
Well, ask me when it's over. I still have paperwork.
Oh, did you pick up the theater tickets?
What tickets?
Honey, remember you were going to pick up the theater tickets for our anniversary next week? You were going to do that on your lunch break?
I'm sorry, Dee. Baby, I haven't had lunch or a break since I bought the dealership.
Oh, well, let me give you a break now.
I'm Sergeant Medina. Is Hakeem Campbell here?
Isn't he always?
Hi, I'm Alicia Cornish. Hey. That's a really cute outfit. I love the military.
Join the Army? You can have one too.
And then it looks cute on you.
Hakeem!
Hi, Hakeem. I got your note saying you'd be here. I'm Sergeant Medina.
You're Sergeant Medina? We're all signed up.
Let me tell you a little bit about the Army first.
What's going on, Hakeem? Oh, Sergeant Medina, I want to introduce you to our family.
I thought you lived next door. That's just his mailing address. This happens to be his eating address.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Mitch. And you've already met Marisha. And the young lad is...
I'm Private Wise. Can you make me all I can be?
I think you're a little bit under the height requirement. Why don't you see me in about 10 years with 2 feet?
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Hakeem, you're thinking about joining the Army?
Yeah, I mean, Steven just signed up. Hey, you did? Why can't I get a shot?
Well, speaking of the possibility of getting shot, why do you want to join the Army?
Well, that's for you, my situation. I can't afford to go to college unless Mr. Mitchell pays me. I don't even know Cowboys don't seem to get a basketball scholarship. And unless Oprah Duck Stedman, who else is going to guarantee me a roof over my head and 3 meals a day?
That's why you should consider today's Army. For example, the college tuition assistance will pay for up to 75% of your college education.
Yeah, and if there's a war, they'll pay for 100% of your funeral costs.
Ken, what's wrong? Oh,
Stephen and I are gonna be just fine.
He gonna be fine, now, those fine women hanging on the base.
Yeah, as soon as he get to camp, he gonna get easy to boot.
But you can always go back to one of your old freaks. I mean, there's a long Louie or a pop that curtain. You know what? See, y'all don't understand. Stephen and I, we have a mature love. We don't lie to our daddies. Climb out of windows. She's gonna climb on my bushes. Hey. Why you gotta get off first?
Hey, check out G.I. Joe.
Dang, I didn't know he was a gentleman. Stephen, what's all this? I thought you said you wanted to leave for another week. I think you know I'm good.
It's a change of plans. The Army inducted me in a special ceremony last night.
No. No. Don't leave me here with lip on lock.
You need to be strong.
Okay.
And I need you to be my wife.
Oh, that is so romantic. Just like Officer and Gentleman. Oh, what's that top gun? That is exactly how I wanted to happen to me. Mine is Stephen, my Army part, and again. I mean, aren't you happy for me then? I'm gonna be happy for me. Shoot, this is a teenager. When is it anything else turn?
Yeah, your turn came and went.
Ooh, like they came out your mouth and I went upside your head. Oh, shoot, wasn't that bad?
To them.
Okay, that takes care of all the refreshments. Now, what about entertainment? Girl, we should get ourselves a policeman. What does that have to do with entertainment? Well, after he strips down to the holster, oh, you will be entertained. Ooh, you got to get the stripper? I'm smelling it. I ain't gonna tell that guy to rip your lips off, huh? I don't know.
Okay, son, I'm out of here. Now remember, you're the man of the house. Protect the women.
Weekends in Paris, I want breakfast at Tiffany's.
Girl, you want to wait me.
No, Mo, you don't want any man for at least 15 or 20 years. Now, do I make myself clear, Pumpkin?
Daddy, you don't have to worry. I'm not thinking about getting married anytime soon.
Good.
I'm not waiting 15 years either. I'll wait 20. Excuse me. Diane, do you ever knock?
Yeah, when the door's locked.
Where did you reach my husband?
He wasn't there, so I left him a message. I also called about your parking space, and I tried to order the thingy you wanted with the black liquid that comes dripping out.
The coffee machine.
Whatever. Anyway, I was told it's not in your budget.
It is in my budget. Look, tell Principal Guthrie that I want it, and I want it here by Monday.
I can't talk to my daddy that way.
Is there anything else, Diane?
Oh, yeah. The guy in this picture. He's here to see you. Wow. Are the odds of that?
Pretty good, since that's my husband. The one I asked you to call, Airbar Bill.
Mr. Mitchell!
Vice Principal Mitchell will see you now.
Well, this is a nice surprise. I was just trying to reach you.
Yeah, well, I gotta drive all the way out to San Bernardino to exchange a car for a customer. And you know how that traffic is. There's just no way I'm gonna make it back in time for dinner, so I'm sorry, baby.
It's okay, honey. I needed to cancel, too. I've got much more work than I thought I had.
Hey, tell you what, we'll pencil each other in for next month.
Next year is looking promising.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary, Frank.
Deidre, can you watch the phones? I gotta run an errand.
Thank you.
sit down.
What's wrong?
You see, you can't show any respect for me. At least show some for yourself.
I was just dancing.
No, it wasn't just dancing. Besides, that's not how military life behaves.
Oh, you know, I get that memo.
Look, I'm going to be away on duty a lot. I don't want to hear about you going out acting crazy. I want your home.
Home? I thought I was going to kill you, weren't you?
Not unless you're joining the army, too.
Then, where am I going to be?
In Rome, Georgia. Remember?
Georgia? on my map, Rome was in Italy. Italy?
Baby, what are you talking about?
Stephen, I don't want to be stuck in some small town all alone.
Don't worry, baby. As soon as the babies start coming, you won't be alone.
Babies? Hey, we didn't talk about having babies.
Well, come on, now. Don't you want kids?
Well, yeah, but I also want to go to college.
Oh, and you will. After my enlistment is up, I put a bachelor's degree and I get a good job. Then we can talk about sending you to college.
By that time, I'll be going to school with our kids.
And then you can study together.
I'm not laughing, Steven. As a matter of fact, this doesn't sound like fun anymore.
Marriage is serious business, baby. I mean, married people don't have fun.
Excuse me?
Look, baby. It's gonna work out. I love you.
Steven, I love you too. I'm just not ready to get married.
You know what you're doing?
Yeah.